This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So thank you, Yaakov, for stalling for me. Today was my Shver Shloshim. We put up the Matzeva today. We had our Kamas Matzeva. And then we had a Shloshim Suda. And then my grandson, Aaron Tzvi, graduated. So I dashed out of the after speaking in the Shloshim Suda, and I ran to the graduation, and I dashed out in the middle of the graduation to get here. So that's the whole, the haste. And I want to always tell you that all of you are very worth coming back to. Very worth coming to. My Shvez Neshama should have an aliyah. Avigdor Aryeh Ben Tzvi Elimelech. You know, when you put up a matzeva, it's a new address. He loved everybody over here. So you have an address to go to at the Beis HaKfaris and ask him to be a good tibetter and ask that Hashem should have mercy in his chus. We are dedicated by the Fisher family, Linishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shalom, Ben Avraham Alevi, Peril Bas Ruvain, Eliel Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, Fel Yom HaShemachai Yisar, Yaakov Ben Basilea, Schus Avram Ben Yom Benish Ben Malk Yehudis, Mayo Klugman and family, Lefu Shalem, for Hinda Bas Chai Yisar, Rivka Bas Shirelea, Chana Bas Shishabina, Moshmei Ben Esther Fradl, Yitzman Tzim Ben Dushan, Meir Ben Chai Yisar, they should have Lefu Shalem, B'Seich Shachal Yisrael. Boy, do we have a list of things in these Mishnayos. The first thing we're going to talk about is different types of gloves. Now, the Mishnah at the end will say that a glove that's made to hold things is Mekabel Tuma. A glove that's there just that your hand shouldn't sweat and the sweat should get onto things, that's not Mekabel Tuma. So Kasya, it's a very unique word, Kasya. Rashi says a kasya is a beis yad. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the word kasya. Kasya shel zorei granos, the glove of those that winnowed by the threshold, shel holchei drachim, the glove of the traveler that uses it to hold his cane, shel oisei pishtin, and of the makers of flax, tameya. Avol shel tzabon v'shel nafochin, but the glove of the dyer and the smith, tahira. Rabbi Yaisi, I'm af shel grasais kayaitzbem. Also the glove of the bean maker. All those were just that the sweat shouldn't get on the items. Zaklal. This is the principle. Ha'asi l'kabbalah, that which is made to hold something, tame. Mipnei azeah, if it's only made that the sweat shouldn't get on the item, that's tar. Now, again, a malkite, now I would have thought maybe it's a type of tongs, but this was a blindfold. A malkite shel boker, they put on the blindfold on the ox so that it shouldn't get distracted. They are chosim sheloy, and a muzzle, so you'll say muzzle isn't allowed in Yiddishkeit, but you're allowed to put a muzzle if the food would be poisonous to the animal that the animal is working on. V'amadov shel devarim, and a strip of leather that they put with dung, and they smoked it up to keep the heeds, the bees, away from the hive when they wanted to get honey. Vamanafa, and the a fan to cool yourself off. So arielu tahirim, these are all tar. Now, what a list we have now. Kisa yishel kupsa, the cover of a woman's jewelry box. So that cover stays on it even if there's no jewelry in the box, and therefore it's tummy. But kisui kamatra, the cover of something that you keep clothing in, which you only cover it when the clothing is in, tahar. Kisui tevit, the cover of a box. Kisui teni, the cover of a basket. Machbash shel chorish, this is the press of a carpenter, that he bangs wood on it to straighten it out from being warped. Vakeses shetachas ateva, a cushion that's under a box that the box shouldn't rot on the bottom. Vakamran shela, or its cover, like the cover of a barbecue. The angulin shall sefer, and the pouch that holds sefer. Beis haneger, beis hamanu, or beis hamezuzah. The cover of a bolt. They used to put a cover on a bolt to keep it that it shouldn't rat. Or the cover on a lock. Or the cover of a mezuzah. V'tik nevalim, v'tik kinaris, the holder for a lyre or a harp. V'emim shel gold le mitznafais, or the mold that they made turbans on. V'amarkiv shel zema, this we had before, we had the horse of a clown. Here it's the horse used as a singer, a wooden horse. Or revia shel aloyis, this was like the sticks of a drum that was used by the woman that led the lamenting by a hespit. Ugnonis ha'ani, and a poor man's like wallet. V'samachas hamita, and the support of a bed. Utfeishel tifla, tfila, or the mold that they made the tefillin on. The amen shall oisa susais, or the mold that they made garments on. Hare elu tahir. Now getting back to the cover of boxes. Zaklal Am Reb Yosi, Kol Mishamshe Mishamshe Shel Adam. All the Mishamshe Mishamshe. So the box is a Mishamish. The Mishamshe Mishamshe is a cover. Both B'shas Malacha V'Shaloi B'shas Malacha. If they're used even when they're not using the keli, like we said, the cover of a jewelry box, that's Tameh. But if they only use it when they do malacha, like the cover of the clothing bin, then that is tahar. Wow. You know, when we make these recordings, we don't realize. Yesterday I was in the car, so I was traveling from the country 3 hours. So I said, you know what, let me listen to myself tonight's daf from 7.5 years ago. So I put on the tape. In the car, I dialed into Kol HaLashon, and it was a Sunday morning, and I said, good morning. It's not usual that you hear a shir from a 60 years old who's going to the chuppah tonight. So 7.5 years ago, Daf Samaches of Chulin was the morning of my chasana to Shashi. I just happened, pumped, to listen to that shir. I was able to say, tonight by the Shleishim Suda, that I know that I'm in the family for exactly 7.5 years, because I heard it this yesterday. But these things I listen to all over the place.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.